Hello guys, and welcome to the Dennis Herrera Show. My name is Dennis. Today we're going to be talking about an incident that happened. There has been an assassination attempt and a assassination complete on Senator or Representative Melissa Hartman and on Senator John Hoffman. I believe John Hoffman is in critical condition with his wife, but Melissa and her husband have unfortunately passed. Now, there is a lot of things going on with this particular incident. Now, by now we all know that Democrats in office right now, they're actually communists. Now, they don't want to call themselves that because they know that they'll be in trouble for being communists in this country. But they are. And what's crazy is that Canadians saw this happen not too long ago, right? Something that happened in Venezuela 20 years ago. Exactly, step by step, happened in Canada. And what happened in Canada over a decade ago is happening here in the United States, step by step, the exact same way. And so in Venezuela, so you guys have an idea, in Venezuela, part of it, it's still the good Venezuela. The other part is ran by communists. Now, they don't want to go into a civil war. There'll be a lot of casualties and there'll be a lot of different, you know, catastrophes happening amongst those people. Obviously, here in America, we don't want, you know, civil war, right? But I will tell you, over 77 million people voted for President Donald Trump. And I will say, most, if not all of us that voted for him, believe on the Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. And I'm afraid that we are going to be called onto those arms very soon. Why do I say this? Because Venezuelans, the good side, they are like us. They're tolerant and they don't normally go to the streets and cause chaos and all this stuff. The difference with them and us, the only difference is that we have the right to bear arms in this country and we are armed and ready to go. Maybe up here, not, probably not. It's the anxiety that kicks in, the adrenaline that pumps through your blood when there is something happening in that magnitude, it's crazy. And this is where a lot of innocent people get hurt. Now, I will touch up. 77 million people voted for Donald Trump. But at the same time, there was a lot of millions. I can't describe. I think it was like 60-something million Americans that also voted for Kamala. Let's just call it voted for the blue side. Now, what's wrong with this is we don't know if illegals actually voted into this, but even if they didn't, and we got 60,000 people, Americans, that voted against Donald Trump, that means these people are willing to go against us. And now we have over 21 million illegal immigrants added to that number. The cartel is no joke. Not because they're stronger than the military and the United States. No, it's because they don't care if innocent people die. And that's the bottom truth. Now, the Mexican government, the president, Claudia Sheinbaum, she can say all she wants about hugging and loving the cartel so that they can change their criminal ways, you know, and snap out of it. It's just not going to happen. So a lot of beautiful Mexican people that have lived here for years, some of them have had work permits, you know, temporary status to stay here. Unfortunately, a lot of them have done criminal activities. They got to go. A friend of mine, which I don't recall having him with any criminal activity, mind you, the neighbor next door seems like a perfectly fine gentleman until he starts killing people for no reason. So I don't know. But the bottom line is, I thought he had papers. Apparently, he doesn't. He said on camera that he came here illegally, but he's been here for years, years, over 10 years at least that I've known him. And so it's hard to see people being deported. But we know at one point or another, they can be deported. Now, this is not something that Donald Trump invented. Barack Obama was one of the guys, just like every other American in this country, Bill Clinton, what's the crazy lady? Hillary Clinton, also, all these Democrats, Republicans, they were all against the illegal immigration. Barack Obama says if you come to this country illegally, you will be deported. If you come into this country illegal and commit criminal activities, your chances of getting deported just went up. And those who give work to those illegal immigrants will also be punished. This is Barack Obama, guys. Now, he tried to do immigration reform, which I resent them for because that's what he ran on. But we understand Congress has to say, senators have to say, and well, because the immigration reform didn't happen, what does that tell me? It tells me that the American people, the government, knows that it's not a good idea. Because what happens when we allow illegal immigrants to get an instant status of residency and maybe citizenship? A lot more waves of illegal immigrants are going to try to come through. Now, today and age, we have the border secure. The big, beautiful bill, and I know that you guys have probably heard me say this a few times if you've been watching my videos, but you have to keep saying it over and over until it sinks in. The big, beautiful bill does not touch Social Security. It actually takes away the taxing on Social Security. I saw a lot of protesters out here in Everett with their little signs, "Don't touch our Social Security." These elder people, they don't know. They've been lied to. Very unfortunate. And then you got no taxes on overtime. This helps the hardworking Americans, but it's meant for Americans. It's meant for residents. It's meant for people that have a permit to work here. These are the people that have the right to work and pay taxes. But a lot of people are against the bill simply because they don't like Donald Trump. And unfortunately, the corrupted politicians on the communist side, Democrats, decided to do war on Donald Trump. And so what happens? All the loyalists to the Democratic Party, they believe these lies. They believe every single lie that comes out of their mouth. And one of the weaknesses of the American people is that we love people. We're generous. We like to help people. And unfortunately, that's our weakness. They take advantage of us because we put up with stuff longer than we should. And that's what happens. But the big, beautiful bill is also going to benefit for border protection. More agents on the border patrolling, more technology, stronger walls. And yes, and while they can still cut through the wall, it takes time. And hopefully that time that it takes allows for sensors to kick in, allows for thermal and all these radars to go in through. I don't know all the specifics of the technology. All I know is that it's great. And we need money to keep that going. I feel like we shouldn't have to talk about the big, beautiful bill every single time, but you guys don't know how important it is. It's very important that we pass this bill. Well, I'm not going to talk about the big, beautiful bill any more than that. I'll leave it there. What I am going to talk about, it's about Representative Melissa. I believe she was an attorney, if I remember reading it right. I think I need to prepare myself more with notes. I don't have notes to go after. If you see me looking down, there's no notes. My brain just goes down there to try to think, to try to remember something that I knew I was going to say. So normally you'll see me going down this way. I'm thinking, everything is off script. And sometimes I find some articles that I'll read off to you guys, but everything that I tell you, it just comes from my heart and it's just in my mind. So I'm just sharing you my opinion and what I see, what I have discovered. And Melissa Hunt, what's her name? I'm really horrible with names, guys. I apologize. Melissa Hortman, that has been assassinated. This is the reason why I'm making this video. Tim Walz, Senator Tim Walz, comes out on a press conference, and right away he says this is a political assassination. Really? You know that already, huh? That was very quick. Must be the fastest Inspector Gadget I have ever seen in my life. You are one Sherlock Holmes, aren't you, Tim? Or is it that maybe you knew something was going to happen? Here's a clip of Melissa before she got killed. See what happens.
I know that people will be hurt by that vote, and we worked very hard to try to get a budget deal that wouldn't include that provision.
It's very scary. She's not acting that way because she feels sorry for illegal immigrants getting kicked off our benefits that belong to the American people. She looks scared shitless. She has been threatened. She has been compromised. And her and the other senator that went and voted with Republicans for the American people both got shot. And what's the other thing? They conveniently found papers with a list of Democrats on the hit list, with some flyers of pro-life, right-wing thing, as they say. That's fairly quick, very quick, for Tim Walz to have come out so fast to say that. He fucked up. He dropped the ball, just like he always does. But we see senators just blaming everything on Donald Trump. And I'm sure, as many other patriots and Americans, I know a lot of Mexican Americans. I know a lot of Mexican descent, but I know a lot of Americans that their parents were Mexican, became legal citizens, I mean. They have those children. And some Mexicans judge them because they told their children, you don't speak Spanish, you learn English. Because that was the way of them being a patriot. Now, of course, we don't want that. We want the children to learn Spanish. I'm horrible. I didn't teach my kids Spanish. Not because I don't want them to learn Spanish, but because I'm always speaking English, and my wife, well, she's Samoan. She's not Hispanic, and my first marriage, I messed up when I was young. But my first marriage, she didn't speak Spanish and she was American. She was half black American, and just things happened, and she decided to go her way and I went my way. But I never thought about, I gotta teach my kids Spanish. If my mother would have helped me with my children, I'm sure they would have learned Spanish 100%, 100%. And then it would have been easier for me to keep speaking Spanish. I need something started for me to continue. But when I get on to something, I am very good at figuring things out. And I'm going to tell you right now, for years, I called it, and I have told many people, Democrats are no longer Democrats. They are communists. And I find it interesting. A lot of Americans are waking up to this truth. President Donald Trump just made an announcement. He is not going to give up on Americans. And he's going to fight for Americans, and he's not going to let some turds from Mexico and other countries that came here illegally destroy America like they did Canadians, like they did Venezuela, like they did in China, like they did in Russia. There's reasons why people decide to break off the treaty that ended the Mexican-American War. It gave us the territory that we have today. We won. We conquered it. Mexicans just kept getting in debt. We took those debts. We paid them off. This is our country. A lot of Mexicans that got to stay here became citizens, but it's no longer Mexico, so their lands got taken away from them, and they got to start off like everybody else. But a lot of Mexicans were allowed to become citizens of America, and their children, of course, born here out of a citizen parents, also are American. But where's the disconnect? The disconnect is when these Mexican parents stop teaching their children to be patriotic to the United States of America. Hats off to you patriots out there that are Honduran American, Mexican American, Asian American, anything that has been naturalized, or anything, I'm sorry, anybody that has been naturalized in this country. God bless you. I am with you. And let's hold hands together. Let's make this country great again. It's not just a slogan. This is what we want America to be. And for years and years and decades, this country has been taken advantage of. And you can see it right now. This last couple of weeks, especially in LA, we've seen some garbage over here in Seattle, but Antifa has been with this a long time ago, so it's not news. A lot of Mexicans, a lot of Hispanics are not out there protesting. That's the ones that we want to keep. But there's a lot of Mexicans, and I see them. They're rebellious children, rebellious teenagers. They give you this look like you owe them money. They're just so mad and angry. You know, and of course, you as an adult, as an elder, I mean, I'm almost half a century old. And by the way, tomorrow is my birthday. This video will probably air out tomorrow. That I'm going to be able to put it all together. I'll try not to do too much edits. I'll try to leave it as raw as I can, so that way it's easier for me to just post and make it public. But, you know, I am proud to be an American. And I wish that more people did that. Those that come from other countries. Because this communist thing, it's real, and it's going to hit hard. And I can only pray to God and hope and wish that it's not the time yet. Jesus Christ is coming soon. I hope it's not yet. If you don't know what the purpose in your life is, the purpose in your life is to prove to God that you trust Him, that you will not do what Lucifer did, that you will not turn against him. And many have turned against him. But this is the reason why Jesus Christ came to die on the cross for our sins. He knows that our bodies are weak, but he also knows that our spirit is strong, and we long to be back with God. We long to be back with our angel brothers. And I know we say brothers, but that's just a generalization. In heaven, there is no gender. They're all spirits. Angels are spirits. There's no flesh. No flesh to determine, you know, a sex. There is no sex. Nobody's having sex in heaven. Biggest lie the Muslims and the Islam religion tell the people, to the men specifically, they're going to have 10, 100 virgins up in heaven. That's not true. What are you going to do with 10 virgins if nobody has any sex? Nothing. And on top of that, they say that women are nothing. There's nothing for them but to serve men. And so many women follow this tradition and this culture. I don't understand. But evil has never been understood anyway. They don't even understand each other. They don't know themselves. But we know the truth. And we hope and we have faith that God has everything under control. So in conclusion for this short video, I think it's short. There is a conspiracy against anybody that supports Donald Trump. We have seen this over and over. The communists, The moment that one of their members turns and says, "Well, wait a minute, that's not good for the American people. I got to do what's right." Traitor, fascist, bigot, racist, Nazi. They put all these names on them and they just throw them away like garbage. Interesting. We're watching. Old patriots are watching, patiently waiting, target practicing. It's not pretty. Deporting people that are illegal in this country is not pretty, but it's the law. And it's what brings order to this country. It's what makes us great because it gives us freedoms that allow us to help others. But if we allow this illegal immigration, especially a mass illegal migration, it's really bad for us. Did you know that 21 million illegal immigrants counts for 36 states' population? Let that sink in there. We got 50 states. 21 illegal immigrants make up the population of 36 states. America, you're going to lose your country. You're going to lose your country. Reach out to your elders. Wake them up. Explain to them that the Democratic Party no longer exists. They are communists. And they are using the elder, the mentally unstable, to do this protest. And you know what? We might get in trouble for speaking our mind and for telling the truth. But we have to tell the truth. And hope that is plenty of good people to bring back America to be great again. This is not a conspiracy theory. You see it evolving right before your eyes. Guys, if you've been watching, share this video. Make your own conclusion and share that. But share something. Let the American people know what's going on. The more opinions, the more ideas, and the more we break down the issues of society today, the better chances for America to become great again. And remember, as I said before, trust in the Lord and believe that Donald Trump is doing God's will. I know it sounds really horrible as a religious point of view, but it's the truth. God put him there. Whether he understands it or not, he did. God did. And it's for us. So support your president. If you're in the armed forces and the military, God bless you, and may God strengthen you and give you the wisdom to stand up for what's right. Don't fall in for this emotional roller coasters that we have. We gotta follow the law, and you gotta stand up for American citizens, not for foreigners. America first, and then we can help the rest. All right, till next time. Thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for listening. You all be blessed. And God bless the USA. Peace.